Power 94, that be JTT. It's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the Stats with an end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats. You've entered the chat with me and Xavier Marshall, the Tyner girls head basketball coach. Coach, with three games left of the season, how ready are you for the postseason?
I think we're very ready. We've had a challenging year this year just because of injuries. We've had to have a couple players step up a little earlier than what we imagined, but I think we'll be okay once everything really starts to gel and we get our chemistry back. I think we'll do just fine.
And that goes into one of my questions I had for you. You mentioned the health. How is the health of the team, and what has that looked like with the different players stepping up?
Man, it's been a lot of different lineups. You know, going into the year, we returned everyone because we didn't have any seniors. So a lot of eyes was on us early on. We lost Shai Harrison, the player of the year from last year. We lost her, I think, the fourth game of the year in the Thanksgiving tournament. She tore her ACL, and then two games after that, we lost another all-district guard in Mariah Staten. And both of those are not only we depend on them heavily offensively, but just handling the ball. Both of those are our point guards. So it made some of our athletes play out of position and handle the ball who really wasn't used to handling the ball. You know, so Raya, she's played two games here. She just got back last week, and she's trying to knock some rust off. So it's been very, very challenging, and we dropped our first district game last night, but so we're 4-1 in the district, and I think we've won maybe 13 games, 12 or 13 games so far. So it's not too many teams in the city who can be down 2 and 3 starters and still be 3 and 4 games over 500 playing the tough schedule that we've played so far. So we're fortunate, and we've worked hard to be there.
You have had a tough set of games and a tough schedule, and looking still at the roster, you have several young players. I see several freshmen and sophomores in there mixed in with the junior seniors. How has the balance helped with the team and the veterans mixed in with the young players?
It's helped tremendously. For one, we had, you know, I like to take the team through some adversity early. That's why we built the schedule that way. Now, when I did it, I thought that we would have everyone. So I didn't want us to go through that much adversity. So we only have two seniors, which Krishara and Grace, you know, so we have a real big junior class. And like you said, sprinkling some freshmen and sophomores. But we have a couple girls who gravitate towards each other. They uplift. All of us ran cross country together. We spent the whole summer together. So those moments, especially with cross country going through adversity early, I believe that it'll help us later on in the season.
Especially with, you know, those injuries like you mentioned. And you mentioned one of them came back. Do you see her being a huge factor in the postseason? I know the postseason's coming around, I think, in a couple weeks here, maybe a week and a half. Do you think that she'll be fully healthy by the time that gets here?
Yes. I think she'll be fully healthy. Now, if she'll be in shape, that's one thing, but she's been working pretty hard to get back. This is the longest that she's been out ever in her career. And she's definitely a big difference maker. And when she's healthy, she's one of the best guards in the city.
In the city, that's a huge accolade to give her. That's awesome. I love hearing that. And what game are you looking forward to most with the last three? You have a couple, I think, at home and one on the road against, I believe, Bledsoe mm-hmm. County.
Yeah, so we played so it's Sequatchie County.
Oh, Sequatchie County, my bad.
So we dropped one last night to Sequatchie County. Before that, both of us was tied for first. So I'm definitely looking forward to February the 4th when we go to Sequatchie and play them. That'll be a first place game. So we'll be up and ready to go.
Coach, I wish you the best of luck, especially with the rest of these games here and headed in the postseason. And with the health too, that players get healthy and then stay healthy, because you don't want to see any more of those injuries happen. I know I don't ever want to see injuries happen. I've heard a lot of different teams have injuries this year, so it seems like it's just been mm-hmm. that kind of year for everybody. So good luck with everything, and can't wait to see what y'all do.
No, I appreciate that, man, and thank you for your coverage. We definitely appreciate it.
Yes, sir, of course.